angels. It is me, Willow. I am super fucking excited to be here. I honestly cannot, like, begin to tell you how excited I am to do this. It has been, it's been a couple weeks since I finished, reading, F. Scott Fitzgerald's A Great Gatsby, The Great Gatsby, for my Discord server. And spoiler alert, the intro to this is going to have a lot of mentions of that server. If you're not a part of it, that's super fine. This isn't a plug. But it is where I get most of my decisions made. My little hovel of goblins that I love very much are my driving and defining force. So that's why we're here. Anyway, I finished that audio and I posted it mostly there. And I also put it on Reddit. In my audio index, like, I didn't post it, I just linked it in my audio index, and a couple people told me that they had listened to it, so I felt really inspired to carry on and do more things like that. But the books that I own are, you know, kind of sad and triggering, so I didn't really want to dive into that next. I wanted something easy, which is not what I got, but I'm excited about it. So into Barnes & Noble today, and I picked up four books, two of which I've read, two of which I've never read. I picked up George Orwell's Animal Farm, which I've never read and was a suggestion from one of the server members. I picked up The Giver by Lois Lowry, which I have read. I didn't know that it was part of a series, though, and the bookstore I went to only had 1, 3, and 4, and I didn't want to get 3 and 4 because I would absolutely finish The Giver and end up, like, looking for the second one and forgetting I don't have it. I was also looking for Gossamer by Lois Lowry, but they didn't have it. I'm going to order it online, I think, because I remember loving it very, very much, and I think when I do get it, I'll probably just read it all in one go, because it's pretty short. It'd be a pretty long audio, probably like an hour and a half, if I had to guess, but I do love the story, so I'd be happy to do that. I also picked up A Wrinkle in Time, the whole trilogy, by Madeline L'Engle. I've never read it. It was my mom's favorite book when I was younger, so I'm excited to read it. It was also a suggestion from somebody in the server, and I picked up Dante Alighieri's The Divine Comedy, which I read in college and I'm very excited about. I only read Inferno, to be fair. But the last two books I mentioned are in this beautiful leather-bound hardback, and I've never been more attracted to an inanimate object in my entire fucking life, so here we are. I last read Inferno, like I said, in college. I'm asking you now for kindness and forgiveness because I'm going to trip over my words a lot. This story is told in stanzas, more like a poem than anything else, and it doesn't use modern grammar or sentence structure, so I'm going to be... Once I get into the swing of it, I think it'll be better, but for a little while, I have a feeling it's going to be a little bit of a hiccup, so I'm asking you to be patient with me. I remember in college, my professor, when we were done the book, we were given a book report where we had to, like, it was like 10 pages or something, and we had to put a celebrity or noteworthy figure in each circle of hell and limbo, and then on the day we presented, we got to the front of the class, and he would give us a number, and we'd have to tell the class which person we put there and defend our choice, which was super fun. It was, like, a really cool way to do this. So I haven't gotten to do it since, and I'm really excited, and I hope when this is done, maybe we can all do that together. We could just, like, argue about it, or you could just tell me if you think of somebody right away. But I don't know how long I'm going to read, because this is done in cantos, and they are not very long, so I'm going to read for about 20 to 25 minutes. The title should have how far I get into this, canto 1 through canto whatever I end up on. And, I think that's my ramble. If there's any trigger warnings, I'll put them in the, description, because I can't think of any off the top of my head, aside from, like, you know, maybe death. I don't think it's, like, a vivid description of death, though, so you're probably okay. But, I'll also drop them at the start of the next audio, because I honestly couldn't, tell you now. So I'll do my best to keep you safe if something comes up that needs to be addressed. But otherwise, I'm comfy in bed, I have something to drink, I have my glasses on, and I'm ready to go. So, without further ado, Dante Alighieri's The Divine Comedy, Canto 1. The Dark Forest, The Hill of Difficulty, The Panther, The Lion, and The Wolf. Virgil. Midway upon the journey of our life, I found myself within a forest dark, for the straightforward pathway had been lost. Ah me, how hard a thing it is to say. What was this forest savage, rough, and stern, which in the very thought renews the fear? So bitter is it, death is little more. But of the good to treat, which there I found, speak will I of the other things that I saw there. I cannot well repeat how there I entered, so full was I of slumber at the moment in which I had abandoned the true way. But after I had reached a mountain's foot, at that point where the valley terminated, which had with consternation pierced my heart, upward I looked, and I beheld its shoulders, vested already with that planet's rays, which leadeth others right by every road. Then was the fear a little quieted, that in my heart's lake had endured throughout the night, which I had passed so piteously. And even as he, who with distressful breath forth issued from the sea upon the shore, turns to the water perilous and gazes, so did my soul, that still was fleeting onward, turn itself back to re-behold the past, which never yet a living person left. After my weary body I had rested, the way resumed I on the desert slope, so that the firm foot ever was the lower. And lo, almost where the ascent began, a panther light and swift exceedingly, which with spotted skin was covered over, and never moved she from before my face. Nay, rather did impede so much my way that many times I to return had turned. The time was the beginning of the morning, and up the sun was mounting with those stars that with him were, what time the loves divine. At first in motion set those beauteous things, so were to me occasion of good hope. The variegated skin of that wild beast. The hour of time and the delicious season, but not so much that did not give me fear. A lion's aspect which appeared to me. He seemed as if against me he were coming. I have something in my eye. Ugh. With head uplifted and with ravenous hunger, so that it seemed the air was afraid of him. And the she-wolf, that with all hungering seemed to be laden in her meagerness, and folk has cause to live forlorn. She brought upon me so much heaviness, with the affright that from her aspect came, that I the hope relinquished of the height. And as he is who willingly acquires, and the time comes that causes him to lose, who weeps in all his thoughts and is despondent. Even such made me that beast without in peace, which, coming on against me by degrees, thrust me back thither where the sun is silent. While I was rushing downward to the lowland, before mine eyes did one present himself, who seemed from long-continued silence hoarse. When I beheld him in the desert vast, have pity on me, unto him I cried. Whiche'er thou art, or shade, or real man, he answered me, not man, man once I was, and both my parents were of Lombardy, and Mantuis, by country both of them. Sub Julio I was born, though it was late, and lived at Rome under the good Augustus, during the time of false and lying gods. A poet was I, and I sang that just son of Anchises? This is where you're going to have to be patient with me, friends. Who came forth from Troy, after that Ilion was superb, was burned. But thou, why goest thou back to such annoyance? Why climbest thou not the mountain delectable, which is the source and cause of every joy? Now art thou that Virgilus and the fountain which spreads abroad so wide a river of speech. I made response to him with bashful forehead. Oh, of the other poets' honor and light avail me the long study and great love that have impelled me to explore thy volume. Thou art my master and my author thou. Thou art alone, the one from whom I took the beautiful style that has done honored me. Behold the beast for which I have turned back. Do thou protect me from her, famous sage, for she doth make my veins pulse and tremble. Thee it behooves to take another road, responded he, when he beheld me weeping, if from this savage place thou wouldest escape, because this beast at which thou criest out suffers not any one to pass her way, but so doth harass him that she destroys him, and has a nature so malign and ruthless that never doth she glut her greedy will, and after food is hungrier than ever before. Many the animals with whom she weds, and more they shall be still, until the greyhound comes, who shall make her perish in her pain. He shall not feed on either earth or pelf, but on wisdom and on love and virtue. Twixt Feltro and Feltro shall his nation be. Of that low Italy shall he be the savior, on whose account the maid Camilla died. Eurylus, Turnus, Nisus, of their wounds, through every city shall he hunt her down, until he shall have driven her back to hell, there from whence envy first did let her loose. Therefore I think and judge it for thy best, thou follow me, and I will be thy guide, and lead thee hence through the eternal place, where thou shalt hear the desperate lamentations, shalt see the ancient spirits disconsolate, who cry out each one for their second death. And thou shalt see those contented are within the fire, because they hope to come, whenever it may be, to the blessed people, to whom, then, if thou wishest to ascend, a soul shall be for that I more worthy. With her, at my departure, I will leave thee, because that emperor who reigns above, in that I was rebellious to his law, wills that through me none can come to his city. He governs everywhere, and there he reigns. There is his city and his lofty throne. Oh, happy he whom thereout he elects. And to him, poet, I thee entreat, by that same God whom thou didst never knew, so that I may escape this woe and worse. Thou wouldest conduct me there where thou hast said, that I may see the portal of Saint Peter, and those thou makest so disconsolate. And then he moved on, and I behind him followed. That's Canto 1. I'm going to take a sip of water. This book has some fucking beautiful art in it. So if you hear me turning a bunch of pages, it's because I've turned to a page that doesn't have any words. It's just art. We'll do Cantos 1 and 2, and then we will call it for this recording. I'm a little shaky on how that last one went, but it's better than I thought it would be, so I'm going to take it. Okay. Canto 2, the descent, Dante's protest, and Virgil's appeal, the intercession of three ladies, Benedite. Huh. There's so many words in this that I don't know, and I'm just a person. So we're just gonna do the best we can. Day was departing, and the embrowned air released the animals that are on earth from their fatigues, and I, the only one, made myself ready to sustain the war, both of the way and likewise of the woe, which memory that heirs shall not retrace. O muses, O high genius, now assist me. O memory that didst write down what I saw, here thy nobility shall be manifest. And I began, poet who guidest me, regard my manhood, if it be sufficient, ere to the erdious pass thou dost confide me. Thou sayest that if Silvius, the parent, while yet corruptible unto the world, immortal went, and was there bodily. But if the adversary of all evil was courteous, thinking of the high effect that issue would from him, and who, and what, to men of intellect unmeet, it seems not. For he was of great Rome, and of her empire, in the imperial heavens as father chosen. The which and the what, wishing to speak the truth, were established as the holy place wherein sits the successor of the greatest Peter. Upon this journey, whence thou givest him vaunt, things he did hear, which the occasion were both of his victory and the papal mantle. Thither went afterwards the chosen vessel to bring back comfort thence unto that faith which of salvation's way is the beginning. But I, why thither come, or who concedes it? Not Aeneas, Sam, I am not Paul, nor I, nor others, think me worthy of it. Therefore I resign myself to come. I fear the coming may be ill-advised. Thou art wise, and knowest better than I speak. And as he is, who unwills what he willed, and by new thoughts doth his intention change, so that from his design he quite withdraws. Such I became upon that dark hillside, because in thinking I consumed the emprise, which was so very prompt in the beginning. If I have well thy language understood, replied the shade of the... I'm going to have to look this one up. Magnanimous. Thy soul attained is with cowardice, which many times a man encumbers so. It turns him back from honored enterprise, as false sight doth a beast when he is shy. That thou mayest free thee from this apprehension, I'll tell thee why I came, and what I heard at the first moment when I grieved for thee. Among those was I who were in suspense, and a fair saintly lady called to me, in such wise I besought her to command me. Her eyes were shining brighter than the star, and she began to say, gentle and low, with a voice angelical in her own language, O spirit courteous of Mantua, of whom the fame is still in the world endures, and shall endure long lasting as the world, a friend of mine and not the friend of fortune, upon the desert slope is so impeded upon his way that he is turned through terror, and may, I fear, already be so lost that I too late have risen his succor? I don't know. From that which I have heard him in heaven, bestir thee now, and with thy speech ornate, and with what needful is for his release, assist him so that I may be consoled. Beatrice am I, who bid thee go. I come from there, where I would fain return. Love moved me, which compelleth me to speak. When I shall be in the presence of my Lord, full often I will praise thee unto him. Then paused she, and thereafter I began. O Lady of Virtue, thou alone through whom the human race exceedeth all contained within the heavens that has the lesser circles. So grateful unto me is thy commandment, to obey if it were already done, were late. No further needest thou ope to me thy wish. But the cause, tell me why thou dost not shun there, the here discerning down into this center from this vast place thou burnest to return to. Since thou wouldst fain so inwardly discern, briefly I will relate. She answered me, why I am not afraid to enter here. Of those things only should one be afraid, which have the power of doing others harm. Of the rest, no, because they are not fearful. God in his mercy had such created me, that misery of yours attains me not, nor any flame assails me of this burning. A gentle lady is in heaven who grieves at this impediment to which I send thee, so that the stern judgment there above is broken. In her entreaty, she besought Lucia and said, thy faithful one now stands in need of thee, and unto thee I recommend him. Lucia, foe of all that cruel is, hastened away and came unto the place where I was sitting with the ancient Rachel. Beatrice, she said. Oh, said she, the true praise of God, why succorest thou not him who loved thee so? For thee he issued from the vulgar herd. Dost thou not hear that pity in his plant of his pliant? Dost thou not see the death that combats him beside that flood where ocean has no vaunt? Never were persons in the world so swift to work their weal and to escape their woe as I, after such words as these were uttered. Come hither downward from my blessed seat, confiding in thy dignified discourse, which honors thee and those who have listened to it. After she thus has spoken unto me, weeping, her shining eyes she turned away, whereby she made me swifter in my coming. And unto thee I came, as she desired. I have delivered thee from that wild beast, which barred the beautiful mountain's short ascent. What is it then? Why dost thou delay? Why is such baseness bedded in thy heart? Daring and hardihood, why hast thou not? Seeing that the three ladies, Benedict, are caring for thee in the court of heaven, and so much good my speech doth promise thee, even as the flowerets, by nocturnal chill, bowed down and closed when the sun whitens them, uplift themselves all open in their stems. Such I became with my exhausted strength, and as such good courage to my heart there coursed, that I began like an intrepid person. O she compassionate who succored me, and courteous thou who'st obeyed so soon the words of truth which she addressed to thee, thou hast my heart so with desire disposed to the adventure. With these words of thine, that to my first intent I have returned. Now go, for one soul will is in us both, thou leader and thou lord and master thou. Thus I said to him, and when he had moved, I entered on the deep and savage way. I think the more I read this, the better at it I'm gonna be, but goodness. God, this is a beautiful book. Anyway, that's cantos 1 and 2 of Dante Alighieri's The Divine Comedy. Thanks for doing this with me, my dudes. It means a lot. And, as always, I'll catch you in the next one, dudes. Love you, angels.